Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court takes up new waqf law. Matter listed for tomorrow as center asks more time to respond. ED questions Robert Vadra for second day in connection with a money laundering case related to a land deal in Haryana. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav accuses Congress of doing lower-level politics over ED charge sheet against Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in the National Herald case. CJI Sanjeev Khanna recommends Justice V.R. Gawai as his successor. Retail inflation drops to 4.6% in last fiscal, lowest in 6 years since 2018. WHO member states finalize historic agreement to prepare world for future pandemics. And in IPL T20 cricket, match between Delhi Capitals and Rajasthan Royals underway in Delhi. And now the news in detail. The Supreme Court today did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter tomorrow. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such waqfs registered. The bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new Waqf Act. The bench raised 3 key points. It said the properties declared by courts as waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by waqf by user or waqf by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge to the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which a waqf property will not be treated as waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all members of the waqf boards and central waqf council must be Muslims except the ex officio members. CJI Khanna at the end of the hearing expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. The Enforcement Directorate ED questioned Robert Vadra for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The agency has asked Mr. Vadra to appear again for questioning tomorrow. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today accused Congress of doing low-level politics in the National Herald case. Talking to media in Rishikesh, the minister said it is not a political issue, but a case of corruption.
Congress ke log National Herald ke mamle mein ek tarike se ek aisa nimn star ki rajniti kar rahe hain. ये राजनीतिक मसला नहीं है, ये भ्रष्टाचार का मसला है और कांग्रेस को इसको ओन करना चाहिए.
The BJP today hit out at the Congress in connection with the National Herald case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi rejected the Congress's claim that the case is outside the purview of the Enforcement Directorate, saying that it is a clear example of a business transaction. The BJP leader added that this case is being investigated following the order of the Delhi High Court in 2013 when there was UPA government at the centre. Mr. Trivedi added that the National Herald case is a peculiar episode in Indian history as a company worth thousands of crores was acquired for just 90 crore rupees.
नेशनल हेराल्ड केस को लेकर आज कांग्रेस पार्टी देश भर में तथाकथित प्रदर्शन कर रही. नेशनल हेराल्ड केस भारत के इतिहास का बहुत विचित्र प्रकार का केस है, जिसमें कि कोई कंपनी जो कि 90 करोड़ की देनदारी में बिक गई, जिसके पास हजारों करोड़ की प्रॉपर्टी थी. दूसरी दृश्य देखें तो एक विचित्र केस है जिसमें खरीदने वाले और बेचने वाले दोनों एक ही थे. तीसरी दृष्टि से देखें तो बहुत विचित्र बात है कि यह दावा किया जाता है कि यह स्वतंत्रता संग्राम सेनानियों के कंट्रीब्यूशन से और उनकी स्मृति में प्रारंभ किया गया देश के प्रथम प्रधानमंत्री पंडित जवाहरलाल नेहरू जी के द्वारा और कांग्रेस के दौरे हुकूमत में बंद हो गया.
Meanwhile, Congress is holding nationwide protests over the charge sheet against its senior leaders. The party has termed ED's action as vendetta politics. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has recommended name of Justice B.R. Gawai as the next Chief Justice. Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. The tenure of the current CJI, Justice Khanna, is going to end on the 13th of next month. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 today held a meeting at Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Baijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Evening News. Retail inflation dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25. Marking the lowest level in 6 years since 2018. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that as measured by the Consumer Price Index or CPI, the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 fell to 3.34%. This represents a decline of 27 basis points from February 2025, making it the lowest monthly inflation rate since August 2019. More from our correspondent.
The Consumer Price Index is one of the most important economic indicators used to measure changes in the general level of retail prices over time. It reflects how much households need to spend on a fixed basket of goods and services they typically consume, such as food, clothing, housing, and fuel. Lauding the role of Reserve Bank of India for this achievement, the Finance Ministry said these figures demonstrate a sustained effort to curb price rise while fostering economic growth. It highlights the effectiveness of the RBI's pro-growth monetary policy, which has successfully balanced economic expansion with price stability. The government's strategic interventions like bolstering buffer stocks of essential food items alongside subsidized retail sales of staples like rice, wheat flour, pulses and onions have been pivotal in achieving this outcome. Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The benchmark domestic equity indices today entered in positive territory for the third straight session. Both the indices offset mixed global cues, pairing intraday losses to register gains during the second half of trade. The broader market indices at the BSE outperformed the frontline indices. The mid-cap index increased over 0.6% and the small-cap index added over 0.9%. A report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose by 309 points to close at 77,044. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, advanced 109 points to settle at 23,437. In the foreign exchange market, the rupee today appreciated by 9 paise to close at 85 rupees and 68 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 95,420 rupees per 10 grams, while silver 999 fine was trading at 97,110 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
Hong Kong Post is suspending the shipment of goods to the United States in response to the U.S.'s decision to eliminate the duty-free treatment for items sent from Hong Kong to the U.S. The Postal Service specified today that the U.S. is going to increase the tariffs for postal items intended to be sent to the U.S. starting from May the 2nd. In a statement, Hong Kong Post said that surface mail, land or sea of U.S.-bound items will be suspended starting 16th of April, while air mail will be suspended starting 27th of April. Member states of the World Health Organization, WHO, today finalized a historic agreement to prepare the world for future pandemics, following negotiations that spanned over 3 years. The agreement calls for technology transfers to be incentivized through regulations, licensing agreements, and favorable financing conditions. Meanwhile, it includes a compromise that any transfer must be mutually agreed upon. The draft also proposes steps such as establishing a pathogen access and benefit sharing system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, today. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the situation in Ukraine. They also reviewed the ongoing collaboration between the two countries, including in the areas of digitalization, sustainability, and mobility. Both sides reiterated their commitment to further strengthen and deepen the partnership, including in areas of quantum, 5G, 6G, artificial intelligence, and cyber security. The T8 and T8M tunnels between Janasu in Pauri Garhwal under the Rishikesh Karnaprayag rail project have been completed today. On this occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami attended the breakthrough program of the rail project in Janasu. Talking to media, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said it will improve connectivity in the region.
तो ये आज एक बहुत बड़ी साइंटिफिक उपलब्धि है और विशेषकर हमारे उत्तराखंड के जो इस देवभूमि के सभी जो निवासी हैं उनके लिए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का संकल्प है उस संकल्प की बड़ी एक सिद्धि है। आने वाले समय में कुछ ही महीनों में टनल का फिनिशिंग का काम कंप्लीट होगा। आज ओपन हुई है टनल, धीरे धीरे इसका सारा फिनिशिंग का काम कंप्लीट होगा और आने वाले समय में प्रोजेक्ट को कंप्लीट करके कर्णप्रयाग तक रेल की आवाज सुनाई।
More from our Dehradun correspondent.
It is worth noting that the 14.57-kilometer tunnels are being built as part of the 125-kilometer-long Rishikesh-Karnaprayag broad-gauge rail project of Uttarakhand by the Rail Vikas Nigam Limited. This rail project is built inside a 105-kilometer tunnel. It is also a total of 16 tunnels from Rishikesh to Karnaprayag. Rishikesh-Karnaprayag railway project has been constructed with the help of state-of-art tunnel boring machine technology. It shows the technical efficiency of the project. At the same time, the remaining tunnels of the projects are being constructed using traditional drill and blast technology. With this, RVNL has established its strong position in the modern construction technology in the most difficult areas of the country. This will also be a big step towards completing the Chardham rail project. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In a first of its kind move, the Central Railway has introduced an automated teller machine or ATM inside the Mumbai Manmad Panchvati Express. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav shared a video on his official X account showcasing a passenger using the Bank of Maharashtra ATM while the train was in motion. Speaking to Akashwani News, Central Railway CPRO Swapnil Nila said,
Central Railway is always ahead in trying to provide additional facilities to its passengers. In this regard, Central Railway has initiated one ATM on wheels facility, which is currently being provided on a train between Manmad to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj terminus, that is Panchvati Express. The technical feasibility of this particular initiative is being checked out. Once it is found feasible, this facility will be provided to various passengers who are commuting on Central Railway.
WaveX 2025, India's premier platform for startups in the media and entertainment technology, has extended the deadline for receiving applications to the 21st of April. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, in a statement today, said that in a bid to foster wider participation and amplify innovation, the eligibility criteria has also been expanded. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals were at 185 for 5 in 19.3 overs against Rajasthan Royals in Delhi when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and elected to bowl. Currently, Delhi Capitals are at the second position in the points table after Gujarat Titans, both having 8 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court takes up new Waqf law, matter listed for tomorrow as Centre asks more time to respond. ED questions Robert Vadra for second day in connection with a money laundering case related to a land deal in Haryana. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav accuses Congress of doing low-level politics over ED charge sheet against Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in National Herald case. CJI Sanjeev Khanna recommends Justice B.R. Gawai as his successor. Retail inflation drops to 4.6% in last fiscal, lowest in 6 years since 2018. WHO member states finalize historic agreement to prepare world for future pandemics. And in IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals set a target of 189 runs before host Rajasthan Royals. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.